Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joel Cormack. I'm your host. In this week's podcast, it doesn't matter. That's actually what we're going to talk about, that it doesn't matter. If you're new to the podcast, I'm happy that you're here. And if you've been here before, I'm really happy that you've come back. The point of this podcast is singular. It's to help you become an intentional communicator. Be deliberate, clear and concise. When you say something, it sticks. Now, the environment that we're communicating in is difficult. It's challenging because there are so many things that are competing for our attention, not just at work, but at home. It's one of the reasons why I wrote the book Noise. Living and leading when nobody can focus was because there's so much noise. It's all around us. It consumes us. If you haven't read it, I highly recommend you read it because it gives you a sense of how challenging it is to think, communicate, and work in an environment that has so many competing priorities. Many of them are useless. And why I wrote the book Brief is the skill set of being able to cut through that clutter. And there's a lot of clutter, a lot. So if you go back and listen to past episodes, I'm hitting on a lot of different notes about ways, strategies, approaches, a mindset that you can have to live and thrive in this environment, recognizing that it's difficult. At times, it can be extremely difficult. So today's focus is going to be on things that don't matter. And the reason why I'm talking about this is if they don't matter, why do we keep on talking about them? You know, why do we keep on thinking about them, and why do we keep on doing things that don't matter if they don't matter? In preparing this podcast, I had to go back to a conversation I had several years ago with the former chief creative officer at McDonald's who launched I'm Loving It, that, you know, that famous promise, expectation, I'm Loving It. And her name is Marlena. She's a really, really smart lady, very creative, very, very perceptive, as you could imagine. And I had an opportunity to have lunch with her, and we were talking about her work and what we're doing at the Brief Lab. And she said two things to me that I will always remember in that conversation. That's how you know when you're talking to a person who has got a lot to give, is they say things and they stick with you. And that's actually one of the things that I want you to be able to do when you have conversations, is have those things be memorable. She said two things. The first thing that she said in the conversation was, in her career, it was often an early indicator that something was a bad idea if it took a person a long time to explain it. And I'm like, wow, that's so true. She says, it wasn't a guarantee that it was a bad idea, but it was frequently an early indicator that this is a bad idea because it's taking you so long to explain it. Being able to explain it briefly would be, conversely, an early indicator, hey, this might be a good idea. Short, sweet, makes sense. Got it. Second thing she said is in meetings, and she was, like you, probably spent a lot of time in meetings, wastefully. She says, in meetings, she would always insist, are we talking about the most important thing? Now, it's easy for us to look at this and say, but there's so many things to talk about. But her comment was, but are we talking about the most important thing? Well, that begs the question, do we even know what the most important thing is? So when writing the book Noise, I came up with a colleague of mine, Charlie. We came up with a phrase, and it's in this tool that we have called the Daily Planner, and it's called the Lineup. And if you go to thequietworkplace.com, there's some information there, and it's in the book Noise. And it's actually going to be more prominently featured in the book Quiet Works, which is coming out this fall in October, which, by the way, is available for pre-order. So if you go to Amazon, you can pre-order the book Quiet Works. I encourage you to do that because we want to get a lot of pre-orders on that and get the word out that quiet is the quiet works, and it's the secret ingredient of the workday. It's the missing ingredient. So when we were looking at this thing, we came up with this phrase together, and the phrase says, in my role as blank, the most important thing for me to do today is blank. So that exercise is an exercise you can do in quiet. And we have many roles in our lives. We're workers and we're customers and we're bosses and we're fathers and mothers and neighbors and friends and volunteers. And we have different, think of roles like hats. So yeah, I wear a lot of different hats. Well, when you put up the hat on is, all right, I am a project manager. So in my role as project manager, the most important thing for me to do today is blank. Well, when you do the most important thing, you think about the most important thing, you talk very deliberately about the most important thing, and you do the most important thing. It's you're focused on that, and it's right there in front of you. Well, when you have that focus, all the other things become less important. They don't matter as much. They're not all equal. And that's what we want to talk about. It doesn't matter. But if it does, why do we keep on talking about it? And I referenced this recently in this podcast that I'm rereading this great book that I highly recommend you read called Deep Work by Cal Newport. And it's really great. And it's so good at times that I'm listening actually on Audible that I have to hit pause and just kind of really savor what he's saying because it's so rich and it's so, no pun intended, deep, profound. And he says in this book, clarity about what matters provides clarity about what doesn't. And I'm going to say that again because it's so good. Clarity about what matters provides clarity about what doesn't. If I know what matters, then I also know what doesn't matter. And if it doesn't matter, I want us to start thinking about it. Why are we talking about it? Why am I thinking about it? If it's noise, why am I listening to it? We have something in a remote control called a mute button. In the book Noise, I lay out some strategies to lower the noise. In one of them saying, no, I'm not going to think about that right now. It's not important. Okay. That ability to be able to mute things and lower the noise will allow us to be clear on what matters and to not do, talk about, and think about the things that don't. There was an Instagram reel that I saw and I saved, and it was an interview with, I'm probably going to pronounce his name wrong. I think his name is Johnny Ive. I don't know if he pronounced the last name, but he was a designer, very, very close collaborator with Steve Jobs. And I want to play for you an interview where he talks about his interactions with Steve Jobs and his ability to focus on what matters. Check it out.
But it still shocks me how few people actually practice this. And it's a struggle to practice. But is this issue of focus? Steve was the most remarkably focused person I've ever met in my life. And the thing with focus is it's not sort of like this thing you aspire to or you decide on Monday, you know what, I'm going to be focused. It is every minute, why are we talking about this? This is what we're working on. You can achieve so much when you truly focus. And one of the things that Steve would say, because I think he was concerned that I wasn't, he would say, how many things have you said no to? And I would, honestly, I would have these sacrificial things, to be very honest about it. And so I say, I said no to this and no to that. But he knew that I wasn't vaguely interested in doing those things anyway. So there was no real sacrifice. What focus means is saying no to something that you, with every bone in your body, you think is a phenomenal idea, and you wake up thinking about it, but you say no to it because you're focusing on something else.
That's just wonderful. You say no to it. When you look at it and you're like, hey, this thing is important and that thing's important. You're like, hey, I got to do this thing. And it's like, no. And he's like not saying no to stuff that doesn't matter, like things that like, no, these are even things that I care about. But this conclusion of like, I'm paying attention and exercising all this energy on stuff that doesn't matter and not on the thing that does matter is I have to choose where I'm paying what I'm paying attention to, what I'm thinking about. So as we go through this, this relates very, very much to about what you talk about. Because my line when I opened up the podcast is really the point, which is it doesn't matter. And if it doesn't matter, why do we keep on talking about it? And that's what Steve Jobs was telling Johnny. He's like, What have you said no to? We have to be laser focused on what matters. Well, the first thing you got to do is you have to know what really matters. And this is certainly role dependent and time dependent. Okay, you might be working on a thing which is primary and it really should be central to you. Well, the first thing is, do you take the quiet time to think about it? What matters right now to me in this role? What matters to my organization right now in this role? What matters to me? What matters to them? Like, we're thinking about it. It's not a list of to-dos. It's just not. Well, if we talk and we don't know what matters, we don't have a point. We can't make a point. We can't be focused in how we communicate because we're talking around it, but we don't even know what it is. And every day it shifts. One of the powerful things that I'm having in the courses that I teach recently is an opening question, which is, what is it like to work for a scattered leader? And it's amazing the responses that I get that are so immediate. You could start thinking about that yourself. Maybe you are a scattered leader. Maybe you work with one. Maybe you work for one. What's it like? It's not fun. Where they're talking all the time about stuff that doesn't matter. They're spinning around in circles. Okay, so at the brief lab, we teach trimming, and trimming simply explained as level one, level two, and level three detail. And level one is sort of the essential information in the shortest explanation. It's like the trailer, right? So it'd be like the one pager, like the short and sweet. This is the essence of what we're talking about. In level one detail is what matters, right? Central to that. Level two might be mid-level detail. Level three is all the supporting details. Well, when we teach that, one of the things that's powerful is that if you don't have the distinction between level one, level two, and level three detail, people hear level three detail as level one detail. All these things that don't matter. Well, these are, I'm not saying that the detail has no at all importance, but it's not centrally important. So that distinction is, call people out. That's level three. That's not the most important thing. That's not the most important thing. That can change. That can wait. That's not a priority. That's not top, front and center. Well, next thing is just what that interview with Johnny says, saying no. You got to say no to things. In meetings, I've got an agenda where 50 things are going to be discussed. Why are we talking about 50 things? Why aren't we going back to what Marlena said at McDonald's? Why aren't we talking about the most important thing? We don't even know what it is. We haven't even thought about it. Well, as communicators, if you don't have appointments for quiet to think about the most important things, well, guess what? You're not going to be talking about it. You're going to be talking about everything and nothing. And that's not a good feeling. And when that happens, you got to call it out. You got to call it out. We're talking about things that are not the most important things. And call it out with yourself first. I am thinking a lot about stuff that doesn't matter. I'm wasting a lot of energy choosing to put my attention on things that are not critical, that are not important, that are not driving something forward, whether that's in my job or with a relationship with somebody I work with or a goal that I have or at home. Like, we are talking about a bunch of stuff that's noise and not talking about the thing and doing the thing. So, you know, there's a think, say, do. I got to think about the most important thing. I got to say the most important thing, have a headline front and center. And guess what? We got to do the most important thing. And I'm not saying this is easy. Believe me, if it were easy, we'd all be doing it. The environment that we're in is difficult. It's very difficult because there are so many things that compete for our attention that are noisy, that are distractions, that are disruptions, that divide us, that deplete us. And we need to recognize the power of the noise in our world. And we need to really be deliberate to think, okay, I need to take more time in my day to think about the most important thing. For the next 3 months, you know, what is the most important thing? We do this exercise in our course, which is really powerful. In the next 90 days, the most important thing for me to be working on is blank. Give yourself 10 minutes to go through that. Then you say it, and then tell me why is it the most important thing. And then when you do that exercise, I often say, well, if that's the most important thing, you probably should be having a conversation about that with some people. Find out who those people are and seek them out. Be clear, be concise, and tell them. Yeah, I've been sitting and assessing leadership meetings recently and just been invited to, we're doing some assessment services. We're sitting in people's meetings, and I was asked at the end of one, which was really long, you know, what should we do? And I'm like, cancel it. And they're like, well, we can't. And I'm like, well, then don't. You guys are talking about a bunch of stuff. None of them seem to be the most important thing. And I'll wrap up with this thought. How helpless it makes us feel to be compelled to be constantly thinking about and talking about things that don't matter. Just saying.